Large turbines have served as the unlikely canvas of Aboriginal Dreamtime art at a wind farm in South Australia's mid-north. The murals featured on the two wind turbines were created by artists from the Ngadjeri and Nukunu people, the traditional Aboriginal owners of this land where the Hornsdale Wind Farm resides. Chair of the Ngadjeri Nations Aboriginal Corporation, Quentin Agus, says it was a proud moment for his people to be recognised by the Renewable Energy Project.
Recognition towards our people and to the both groups, Ngadjeri and Nukunu. It's been a long process, but a good one. And anything to do with renewable energy, which leaves a lesser footprint on the land, is good for us all. So we welcome the development. The artwork to us talks about the trails, I suppose what we talk about, our lingerer, our spirit of the storyline that travels through this country. It depicts the old people where we talk about the whirly whirly, how people say that the old people would dance up the storm and travel through with the whirly whirly. Also talks about how the old people predicted the storms that were ready to come, or the weather, and how they looked at their ancestors peeping over the sky through one of the storylines, and how the clouds started to change grey and the wind started to pick up. So I suppose the storyline we give to this is the one that we use for to connect us with the wind, and which this is a wind farm, and how the storyline travels through this country, how the old people would see someone peeping over the hills and peeping over the cloud just before the storms would happen. So, yeah, we, at the end of the day, our artwork and our culture, I suppose we've grown up as a nation and everybody's got to start treating the Aboriginal culture and storylines as if it's their own. Because at the end of the day, we're all here as one people.
Michael Turner, I'm with the Nukunu People's Council as a chairperson, and I also have ties on my grandfather's side with the Cook of the Nation. It feels exceptionally a little bit overpowered by it, because I'm sort of up here witnessing the opening of my daughter's painting on the wind turbine for Neon, and the company Siemens we've been working with, and to see such a huge painting on a wind turbine gives me great satisfaction of having an artist in the family. My daughter Jessica, who couldn't be with us here today, but I'm here to represent her and as well as all of our Nukunu people, and I'm quite excited about it. Our traditional group in Nukunu, we've been working with the Ngadjeri. We have a very close working with the Ngadjeri people over this joint venture of the wind farm, and our working relationship has been exceptionally good. We also have, with groups like Ngadjeri, we have a combined interrelationship that we look after our country. We work together with utmost our respect for each other when we're working with these national companies.
South Australian Aboriginal Affairs and Reconciliation Minister Khayyam Ma says the project symbolises the coming together of the world's oldest culture with the technologies of the future.
It's a great juxtaposition of the, for tens of thousands of years, the traditional owners have cared for this country, and now we're looking at better ways to care for our country in terms of renewable energy. So bringing that oldest traditional culture in the world together with Siemens and Neoen is almost like completing that matrix of the old and the new together. I've never been right next to a turbine, and to see the tips of those turbines, the 55-metre long blades, spinning around at 200 kilometres an hour, it is just an awesome thing to behold. We know how energy is produced is changing. We know we are going to be facing a carbon-constrained future, and renewables will play a greater part. So, yeah, it is definitely part of the jigsaw puzzle for our future energy needs.
Siemens Wind Power Chief Executive David Pryke says the installation of the artwork is a recognition of the collaborative relationship with traditional owners while developing a wind farm which will help look after the nation's future energy needs.
The Aboriginal community are involved right from the start of the project, so we do a heritage survey on the site, so they are involved from day one. The land has a lot of meaning to them, as symbolised in the dance today, so I think it was a really good feeling to see the relationship. And, you know, I think it signifies the harmony between renewable energy forms of power generation and the environment. And it fits in with the Aboriginal culture of preserving the land. So I think it's a really good a good fit. What we're looking at today is stage one of Hornsdale Wind Farm. It's been built in three stages. Each stage is 100 megawatts. We're currently building stage two, and we hope to be turning some of those turbines on in the next couple of weeks. And then we've also started the foundation and civil works for the stage three wind farm. Each of these wind farms have been built off the back of the ACT government's auction process. And what we have been able to see is, as we've moved through stage one and stage two and stage three, we've now got renewable energy power generation prices down to the lowest in Australia and getting down to the levels of traditional fossil power generation, which is where we really want to be.